Hey everyone, this is Eric with another mini-episode. Today we present an interview with Silverlight Toolkit team members Justin Angel and Sean Burke. A huge thanks to Justin Angel who arranged the interview. So one of the things that really interests me about the toolkit is that it is completely open source, and not just like kind of open source. We can take a peek at the code, like we can actually rip it out, change it, put into our applications, and it's not viral. We don't have to release our own source code or anything, right? Working really well at a profitable company, and I'm wondering if you can speak to that, because I think that's, you know, pretty cool.
Sure. I think that there's things that you... There's different ways that you drive value out of software. And one way is you put it in a box, you put it on a shelf, and you charge money for it. Another is that you use it to help your customers and have that drive other parts of your ecosystem that you drive value from. And so the Silverlight Toolkit is definitely in that bucket. But we think it's a really good opportunity for us to actually share best practices with the community and just kind of give them all the tools they can to jump onto this new platform that we're building. And I think... You know, in my time here at Microsoft, I've been here for 11 years. Silverlight is by far the most exciting thing that I've worked on, and we want to make sure the developers have all the tools that they need to be really successful on it, and shipping source is part of that, mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, I think that the universe has changed in the last 10 years, and I think that there are a lot of really powerful things that we've learned from the open source community, and... being smart about where you're transparent versus being non-transparent by default is something mm-hmm. we've learned is valuable. And it just gives customers a lot more flexibility and a lot more reasons to kind of get interested in what we're doing and be productive with it.
Cool. Great.
So I'd like to add to that the open source nature of the Silverlight Toolkit. One of the really interesting things I'm seeing today when I'm working with customers through the forums, through CodePlex, through emails, through various means of communication, is that they need some extra ability that we don't ship in the toolkit. Something really small, but it's not part of the larger ecosystem. So I'm going to give a really concrete example here, which is RTL support, right-to-left support in Silverlight. We're shipping the wrap panel, and it can order your items from top to bottom or from left to right. But some customers in other cultures need right-to-left support. Now, normally they would go write their own panel, which is somewhat difficult, mm-hmm. but using the Silverlight Toolkit source code, they can just take the source code for wrap panel, change it to work instead of the left-to-right support, change it to right-to-left support, and in 5 minutes, they have what they need. So shipping source actually enables our customers to support more scenarios mm-hmm. that we're not currently looking as core scenarios to ship in the toolkit.
Right, yeah, and before it used to be a much more sort of static story. Either we have that thing or we don't, and now one of the things you can say is, well, here's the source code, here's the raw materials. You may not have everything, but you have a lot of the key pieces.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 2 or Silverlight 3, go ahead and check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's our company where we do consulting and mentoring services for both Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3. If you're interested in Silverlight training, see the Silverlight Tour, where I'm also an instructor.